Currently, the annual trade volume between Malaysia and China is over $100 billion. Nearly 2 million Chinese tourists will visit the Southeastern Asian country in 2016. Thousands of Chinese students are studying in Malaysia, and the country is seeing an increase in Chinese investments. The significant number of Chinese in Malaysia undoubtedly face legal problems when working and living abroad. To cope with that, a group of Malaysian lawyers have teamed up with their Chinese counterparts to help each other's overseas compatriots. Lo Chang-Wu, president of the Malaysia-China Legal Cooperation Society, said that Malaysian lawyers are available for Chinese businessmen, especially investors from small and medium-sized enterprises that have no in-house legal counsel.
We are facing a different legal culture, and the investing committee must be educated. And when they face a problem, we will be there to help them. We want to encourage more SME to invest in Malaysia. We want to give them peace of mind when they're in Malaysia.
Thai Tea Group, a Chinese tea company, welcomes the move. As its deputy director Huang Weijun said, legal issues are unavoidable for Chinese business abroad. With professional services from the Malaysia-China Legal Cooperation Society, Huang said, their business will have better overall development. The Legal Cooperation Society has also set up a hotline for Chinese citizens in Malaysia. Thomas Chin, a consultant at the Advisory Center for Chinese Living Abroad in Malaysia, said generally there are five major issues affecting Chinese citizens.
Immigration issue, like visa expired, always stay in Malaysia, that will be the first one. Then the second one will be regarding to employment issue. The other matter will be the marital issue. The fourth one, I would say some cheating cases in Malaysia. Last one will be like some student facing problems in Malaysia. For example, the tenancy problem, they have some dispute with the landlord.
As China's One Belt, One Road initiative has involved dozens of countries with different languages and legal systems, experts say the Malaysia example is worth following up by others in boosting cooperation. For CRI, this is Zhou Jianfu.